Tour bus crashes, life interruptions, financial setbacks, God's faithfulness and goodness, miracles in music, next.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Sitting on a tour bus with, and this is kind of ironic to say this, but for the first time back on a tour bus, I guess since it happened, with the Bowling family. And a lot of you already know the story of what happened there, but also on a tour bus with Karen Peck and New River sitting with us. So the Bowling family, Karen Peck and New River are here with us, and we will do a brief update as to why we're making such a big deal about being on a bus, but we're going to turn this thing around and talk about, as I mentioned, God's faithfulness, because He was up to something, and we want to get to the bottom of this and tell that story. So, first off, let's go to the Bowling family, and you guys have told this story over and over, and I know it brings up a lot of emotion. So, in a nutshell, if you had like 30 seconds maybe to tell your story of what happened, this is Kelly Bowling.
Well, on July 1st, as many know, our bus slammed into a semi in Charlotte, North Carolina, totaled our bus, multiple injuries. Mike suffered a fractured skull, bleeding on the brain. I have a broken back. One of our little girls has a laceration to the face, broken clavicle. Mike and one of our daughters was airlifted, plenty of injuries. It was very traumatic. But as of right now, we're on the healing side of things. Mike is doing better, taking it day by day, and I'm wearing a back brace and taking it day by day. And we've been healing at home since that day, and we're thankful. We're very, very fortunate to see the pictures of the bus. We know that it's no accident that we're alive. We know that God had His hand on us, and we're just very thankful.
From the news side of things, news choppers and news crews were out there. I mean, this was obviously, I guess you might say, of high interest to the media because it was in a metro area and it was involving, you know, the mystique of a recording artist or touring artist. You know, it's kind of one of those things, who's on the bus, and they find out. And then I guess with the media influx, and you may want to talk about social media eventually, news spread about that, and that's where you guys felt probably something different as opposed to tabloid type response. You guys got the people of God to respond in a great way. So we'll get to that, and we'll get some more updates from the Bowling family. And then not terribly long later after that, you guys travel on buses all the time, and so you would think the more that you're on a bus, the more that you're on the road, the higher the probability of having something happen just by the sheer number. Honestly, you might know more than I, but the Dottie Rambo crash was about the only thing that had really crossed my mind or I had seen in recent years. So then the Bowlings was July 1st, I think. And then what date, Karen Peck, did you guys have an incident?
September the 1st. We were 20 miles from home, been driving or riding for 14 hours to get home. And there was a 75-year-old man that pulled out into the interstate and obviously didn't see us, and we hit him head on. And our bus went as far to the right as we could possibly go. We went over a median and then down into a 3-foot ditch. And by the grace of God, we didn't flip. I mean, it's the grace of God that we're here. And we praise God that, you know, that our kids are okay. But unfortunately, the man in the other vehicle did not make it, and so it's been a very traumatic experience for us. But the Bowlings are sitting here, and the whole day we thought, if this is so traumatic for us, we can't imagine what Mike and Kelly and Tara and everyone on that bus experienced that day. And we just can't help but pray for y'all, because you know we know how hard it was for y'all. But really, it's been by the grace of God that we've been able to carry on, and we just pray that every group that's listening, that fear will not strike our industry, that 2 Timothy chapter 1, the Bible says that God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that, you know, and of course, when you've been involved in an accident, every time they slam on the brakes or someone pulls out in front of the bus, you know, you automatically have that fear that comes, especially because we're wives and we're mothers first and foremost. But God has really been with us. And if there's anything that we can say, is just thank you for the prayers, because we can really feel those prayers.
He's been a shelter in the storm when everything went wrong, a beckoning hand that led me back home. A still small voice saying it's gonna be all right, my song of hope in the darkest night. So why should I worry? What should I fear when I know that He is always near? Even when the weight of the world is closing in on me, His eyes are always watching over me. The sunrise in the morning after a night of tears, the spirit moving to calm all my fears, a soft, gentle touch just to help me be strong, the wind in my sail to keep me.
Today's broadcast was taped on a bus with Karen Peck of New River and the Bowling family to chronicle God's goodness through tragedy. Both groups went through a bus crash just 2 months apart from each other and now gathered on this bus to share their stories. And the music you guys sing, just like what we've just heard, it goes back. And I know you say this over and over when you go through hard stuff, you know, it becomes real to you. But I'm sure this is what I think, okay? And you can correct me because you all live this. Cancer, you can't really, you feel like it just sort of happens. There's not a whole lot you can do to prevent it because it's one of those things that you just can't trace everything of the causes. Getting on a bus or getting in a car seems like that it might be more of something, well, just don't don't get on the bus. But that's nearly impossible when you do what you do. Have you had thoughts pass through your mind like, I wish there was another way to get from point A to point B than having to get on a highway again, having to go 60, 70 miles an hour down like a speeding bullet, huh?
Absolutely.
I mean, definitely. I've had a terrible week of you know, it's just Satan coming in our mind saying, don't take your children on a bus. You know, don't do it again. But, you know, God is faithful, and we trust him. If we really trust him, then we'll do it. And we got back on the bus this morning. It was really hard for us to do. But you know, we feel God's grace and his mercy, and his hand of protection is on us. And, you know, it's by his grace and his mercy that we're here today. And we know that. And like Karen said, it's the prayers of the people that's getting us through this and through the healing process. And we're just so happy to be alive.
Okay, because I do radio, I'm interested in this part of it. When the news hit, and there was news to report. In Charlotte, the media took coverage there. In Atlanta, I know at least the AJC, the paper, reported. That's how I found out about it, was through a breaking news alert from AJC. So at that point, I know you guys are, that's probably the furthest thing from your mind, but when you found out the news was on this, the news was going out, what went through your mind? Was it a good thought or a negative thought? Oh, no, the media's got this, or, oh, good, now our people will surely know and they can start praying. I mean, I know it's just kind of a raw emotion at that time.
I don't think at the time, I mean, I don't think we thought about it at the time, but now I look back and I realize what was going on, and I'm very thankful that the media got a hold of it. Because of that, I know that the prayers were going out, and I know it's the prayers that change our situation that could have been worse. I know that people were praying, and I know that that's what changed things. I know it was. Very thankful.
I was concerned for my husband, and because there were so many emotions going on, and he did everything in his power to try to prevent that accident. And I was so concerned for him, I guess, first and foremost, because of with the media and, you know, the making sure that they got the stories right. But they really covered it well, and they were very gracious, because, you know, you've got another family that's involved and someone else involved. And they're going through a difficult time, and you don't want it to look like, you know, oh, it was this man's fault. But then you don't want it to be, you know, our fault either. You know, it was just one of those things that happened. And I even had the policeman call me the next day. He said, Mrs. Gooch, I just want you to know that your husband did everything he could possibly do. And it's a miracle that bus did not flip. So whatever he did right, whatever he did the right thing under the circumstance. And that was comforting. But then, of course, after the initial shock of everything, and then people emailing and calling and praying, then we knew that the Lord would take care of the situation, and I didn't worry about the media anymore.
You see the puzzle, not the piece. You see the forest, not the trees. You know what's best for me. Lord, you have bottled up my tears. You see my questions and my fears, and the way it has to be. I know that there are others more deserving than I. I know that you listen when I cry. And if this cross is mine to bear, I'll praise you anyway. Lord, I could sure use a miracle today. Lord, you are faithful more than words. Catch the sparrow when it falls. You know exactly where I am, and I'm not questioning your plan. There's a reason for it all.
born, I could sure use a miracle today.
So aside from the formal media, there was the social media aspect, which was the Facebookers and the Twitter, and as word got out that way, that's where people who are very interested in what you do get the news, and that's where they pass around the the news, the prayer requests, the updates. And so from that point, probably if this had happened in 1980 or 1990 even, it would have been a different story. You would have had to wait a little bit longer. Talk about that. Now, this is hard to get into the mind of God and how God works. And, you know, I've heard people say, you know, how God is outside of time and space, and God is hearing your prayers at the same time he hears the prayers of Abraham and the prayers of your great-great-grandchildren. And it's hard to get your mind around that. But knowing that we're in an instant world where the news traveled immediately, people started praying immediately. What are your thoughts on immediate prayers with the extreme stress you were under and the extreme, you know, physical situation that was going on with the crash and the medical attention that needed? How do you answer that? You know, immediate prayers, obviously, is a good thing. Are you still certain that prayer changes things?
I think we're more certain than ever that prayer changes things. Like Tara said, when it happened, it was 2 hours later or an hour and a half later, and I remember lying there going, oh, I think I should call my mom. Of course, Tara had already called my mom, but I hadn't seen Tara in a little while, and, you know, you're so overwhelmed with the injuries and everything that's going on. I wasn't thinking about calling anybody or Twittering or Facebook, but then I found out that our brother Jason put it on his Facebook immediately, and then I think the news traveled from there. And, I mean, I feel like that prayer does, I know prayer changes things, and I believe when you bombard heaven with prayer and you stand in the gap for others, I know I've seen too much in my lifetime and the ministry that we've done to not know that touches the throne of God and that you can move a mountain with a little bit of faith. And I believe all those people had a lot of faith for us that we would come out of this thing okay. One of the policemen at ours said that when they pulled up that they thought there would surely be a couple of fatalities, and they even used the word miracle. And I don't think that's an accident. I think that shows that God has a lot of mercy, and I think it shows that when God's not through, that nothing, the devil can't take you out unless it's your time to go. And so I believe that the Facebook was a blessing. You know, as Christians, we can look at Facebook and things like that in a negative way. Sometimes it can be used for a negative thing if people put the wrong things up. But when people are putting things up like that to pray for one another and to stand in the gap for one another, we got to see the really good side of social media that day. That's one of the best things I've ever seen. And I knew immediately about Karen's wreck, and my heart went out to her. We were so concerned, and we knew to pray for them. And I knew how to pray for them in a different way because I felt like I could experience. Yeah. I've experienced what they were feeling. So that's the positive side of 2010 and this day that we're living in.
And what's so awesome about that is that here we were in this state, but yet they texted and called and said, we're praying for you. And it was just meant so much to us. And I'll say this about immediate prayers. One thing I like about the immediate prayers is that, you know, people can start praying from the very beginnings. And then versus the, you know, the slower media. Because one thing about the immediate prayers, you can move on. You know, you can move on, I think, with it a little quicker. I mean, I know that you all, it'll take, you know, a long time to, you know, to move on from the situation. But I think that a lot of times when you have those immediate prayers, people will continue to pray, but you can, they'll help you move on yes. with it instead of hearing about it a month later.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so big question. You guys are musicians, so you have songs, and you have your own songs. You got other people's songs you listen to, I'm sure. So what, when it comes back to it, you obviously believe in the power of a song and the power of music. Did you have just an honest point where you kind of gravitated to a message in a song or a lyric, or maybe it wasn't even yours, but it's something that kind of went around in your head?
I personally listen to the song that Karen sings. She usually does it by herself on stage, My God Will Always Be Enough. I remember going home after the bus accident, and you know, I'd only been with the group since January and experiencing a lot of new things, but I was nervous about getting back on and doing it, and I had our album on my iPod, and I played that song, and it was just like, you know, for every longing, for every desire, for every need of comfort or just care, God is the answer to all those things. And we went back out on the road, and one of the first nights we had just an awesome service, and Karen sang that song, and it was just like, okay, it's worth everything. It's worth everything that you experience, that you go through, for just knowing that God cares about us. He loves us, and he will get us through whatever it is that we're going through.
I feel seems so uncertain.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends, Miracles in Music. These artists spend their lives encouraging us through the message of the gospel and song. But there are times when their own songs come back to minister to them, such as the case with Karen Peck and New River and the Bowling family, both of which experienced a bus crash just 2 months apart from each other. And they're gathered on this tour bus for our taping right now.
What about the Bowlings? You guys have a song that came up. And I have to say, now, not this is nothing against Kieran's group, but we've had more time to digest what the Bowlings have gone through. And in radio, all the radio songs, and you guys have had hit after hit from that one album. I mean, it's just a great album. But the songs really do, they all, it's almost like they were all recorded for this purpose. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that, but the songs, you could go and play each one of those charted songs that you guys did, and it really just hits home with your own situation, you know, and obviously with the listeners as well. So what about you guys?
You know, about 2 weeks after we got home from the hospital, Karen Harding, who's a good friend of ours, came over and just ministered to us. We'd not been able to go to church. We were just, you know, just sitting there looking at the walls of the house and kind of trying not to worry and wondering what's going to happen. And she came over and just ministered to us one night and shared scripture with us. And she played, I don't know if your listeners have heard her sing. Some of them I'm sure have. She's an incredible vocalist and a very anointed lady. And she sat at my mom's house. Mama has a great piano. And she sang to us for probably 2.5 hours. And the song that stood out to me the most, she just sang every song she could think of. She took requests. It was wonderful. We sat and literally cried. It was sort of like the first time we had just had a breakdown since everything happened and let the tears flow. And she sang through it all. And as she sang that, I felt like every word was exactly, because I've been doing this since I was 17 and I'm 32 years old. And I've stood almost every night, every weekend of my life to tell people that they can trust God no matter what. And this is the one time in my life that I've had to trust totally on the Word of God. And when I believe in the Word of God, when I'm really scared myself, I don't know the outcome yet. Don't know, not through it yet. I'm still in the middle of it. But we can always depend on God's word. It won't lie and it won't fail us. And no matter what happens, He has promised He would be with us. And it's a time of living what you've sung about. Do you believe it or do you not believe it? And it's really kind of, it's where the road meets the rubber and you decide, you know what, I do believe it. I do believe it no matter what happens here, whatever the situation brings me. I do believe it, because that's all that matters at the end of it all. That's all that matters. Thank you.
Everybody in this room, Susan, Karen, Mike, Kelly, and Tara, have all been probably living their lives on a bus pretty much at a pretty early age, I guess I'd say, you know, for a lot of years. Jeff's kind of the new guy in the touring business, and less than a year probably, right? And so for Jeff, so have you processed in your mind maybe how you have taken this crash different than maybe the rest of these guys? You think you took it maybe worse or maybe not as bad? Maybe you haven't equated a tour bus as your home away from home quite as solidly like yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I know. Yeah, Karen, after it happened, you know, she came back there and she said, "This is where you really have to grow up, and you have to." We crack up. She always says you have to put on your big boy pants and big girl pants, and you have to do it.
Yeah.
And it is a different perspective. It's a sacrifice, but. I was talking with Susan, I think, one night this week about how I've grown, I think, more spiritually since I've been on the road, and just realized that it's not about me, it's not about us. It really is about God and what He has called you to do. It's not just something that you wake up and decide, well, I think I'm going to sing and I think I'm going to travel. I mean, it is a calling, and you have to completely put yourself out of the way, and you do feel like, you know, okay, you know, God, is this what you want me to do? But you know that you're called to do it, and that He's gonna take you through it, like Kelly said.
Susan, you travel with your sister, and obviously Karen Peck is kind of the outspoken one of the group, so she may be perceived as the rock of the group. But where have you had to step up for her for kind of the family? Or has she been a rock through it all? Talk about being going through this not only with just, I guess, co-workers or co-bandmates, but with your sister.
Karen sometimes has a tendency to fall apart. So when it all happened, I'm figuring out, okay, where's everybody at, you know, and trying to take care of everything. But Karen, you know, we told each other, Karen and myself and Ricky, and we said, we're all in this together. No matter what, we're in this together. And so, you know, we can face any kind of situation as long as we're pulling together. And, you know, as far as Jeff's concerned, I didn't know if he'd be back. I thought, oh, is he going to be back? But when I pulled in to get on the bus, there he was, just smiling. And so I knew that, you know, he was going to stay. And the commitment that we all have, you know, for God to work in our lives. And it is a big commitment. And like Jeff said, we realized it's not about us. It's all about God and about what we can do and help others. And I love the Bolins. They've just been an inspiration in my life. And when those Facebook comments come in from them, it was like I just cried because I knew what they had been going through. And it is a tough situation, but we know that God's there for us, and just look at the good in all of it, even though everything's turned upside down,
right,
and we'll never understand, but we just have to look at the positive and the good of everything.
All right, Bowling family, you guys lost, we'll get the update on Karen's bus, the actual bus, but I know you guys, it was totaled out, and you lost so much. You've had some stuff donated by some companies, some sound companies, things like that have done well, and you've talked about the prayers, and so this question's for everybody, but we'll start with the Bowlings. Go down maybe a list of maybe just some of the basic stuff of life, and even maybe some of the more unusual things. For lack of a better term, have the fans responded either with baked goods or with cards or with phone calls? Or
we're there.
I wish they could see the baked goods.
We were on a weight loss journey. We'd all lost weight, and it was like Thanksgiving at our house.
40 days.
Literally.
Dinner.
Yes. And not just dinner. Right. Not this is not sandwiches. We're talking
buffet of casseroles. And
everybody's best.
40 days. You had to eat it because they stayed till you ate. And so love their hearts, and so here I am.
It was really good, and we are paying for it now.
Yeah.
But
we're on starvation.
We had people drive
fast
from different states to bring us food.
Yeah.
Several times. And the cards, we could fill a room with cards that we've received.
Amazing.
And of course, Karen and Susan and Jeff were involved in there was a benefit concert that they did for us. Was it in August, guys, or late July?
Late July.
And they were one of the first, you know, they were like, we want to come help. And that's too what broke my heart when I heard about their accident. I was like, they were so willing to help us, and just hurt me to see them go through something after they've been so generous to us. But all so many groups, I can't name them all, came and sang for a benefit for us. They sang with our girls on stage, and our girls love Karen Peck. They think she and Susan, they love them, and that made their night. And we watched it from the computer and sat and squalled like babies. But I couldn't even begin to tell you the text messages we've received, the Facebook messages, the emails. One of the paramedics found a way to email us to our website, and that they were praying for us. And it's just been the outpouring of love. And when I say this, the words aren't even strong enough. It has been overwhelming. Overwhelming, the love that we've received. And that's kind of what gets you through, you know. The bad days, when you have a text or a card, somebody's praying for you. Sometimes that's just when you need it, and it makes you lift your head up and go, okay, this will be okay.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with a special broadcast taped on board a tour bus with Karen Peck and New River and the Bowling family, both of which were involved in bus accidents exactly 2 months apart from each other. This was the first time Mike, Kelly, and Tara of the Bowling family boarded a bus since the accident.
Sometimes you hear either from other music genres or whatever that the artist might be more of a competition type thing, and when you hear something like this happen, it really was good to show that the artists are a family, and the fans are like family. And I mean, you at the risk of sounding like a big purple dinosaur, it really is one big happy family, this gospel music thing. So so that's good. Karen, yours is still kind of fresh, what kind of, we talked about social media, we talked about the prayers. Outside of that, what do you think has been some of the surprising ways that the people have come through for you guys?
Well, one of the things happened that the door was jammed, and so we weren't able to get off the bus. And it was a beautiful, hot day. And but when we finally got off the bus, there were a couple of ladies carrying water from the Chick-fil-A in Dawsonville, and Dawsonville, Georgia. It was, and they walked all the way up the interstate, and I know it was so hot, and you know, and there were the accident was, you know, probably 0.2 miles from us, because that's how long it took to get the bus stopped. Wow. So they walked up the interstate, and they said, "We're bringing you water." And when the lady said that, I broke and I said, "You're being Jesus to us today." And so then we, and then later they brought us food, and it was just, it was precious. And I think that another comforting thing to us is just seeing our friends show up at the concerts. I mean, there are certain people that you see, and when you see them, you know that they made a sacrifice to come. And for them to come and just sit there and just support you, it just has meant everything in the world. Of course, you know, the prayer is number one, but just seeing those folks at the concerts have been, has just been precious. And like you said, overwhelming.
Crossing the calm sea with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, "Where is your faith? Because you're great all night. Because you of your life had begun, seeing no hope in the distance. You're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You've cried out for help from the Savior, and you know you can't give up now. Because you prayed all night, because you held on with all your might, child, your cries have awoken the Master. Oh, he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, 'cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice, and it all must cease. Because you prayed all night, 'cause you held on with all of your might, child, your cry.
as we wrap up, let's give an update. The Bowlings, you guys are hoping to get back on the road in January. And the thing here is, and I'm unashamed about making this pitch, you guys are pretty much out of work. There's no workers' compensation thing that kicks in for this, I guess. And so when you guys aren't traveling, it's hard to make ends meet. So from now to the end of the year, people are really stepping up to help you, and the help is appreciated. And if you go to the Bowling Family website, which is bowlingfamilyonline.com, you can certainly make a donation. But hopefully by January, you guys will be back up and running, and obviously on a new bus, not that one. Have you guys ever entertained the idea of doing your concerts via hologram or jet plane or something?
Stagecoach, yeah. Horses, maybe. we've not even, it's been really, honestly, it's been really hard to even think about getting another bus at this point. I mean, I know we had to have it. That's, we got kids. We got to have it. But
and you get back on the bus today for the first time. Tell the story about Kelly being able to sleep.
Yeah, we were really scared. Kelly was asleep during the day, taking a nap, when we had the bus crash, and so that's what jarred her feet and broke her back. And today she was tired. I think she was real apprehensive to go and take a nap, and she just got up a little while ago. She slept like a rock.
Wow. And that's something that you know, probably a lot of people wouldn't be able to hardly get on the bus, much less rest and sleep. What do you attribute that to?
God. I've worried about it all week, kind of. And last night I even woke up. I fell asleep at home last night, and I woke up and thought, I have to get on the bus in the morning. You know, it gets sooner and closer, and you think, oh. But I don't know. I'm almost just...
There's a peace about it.
There's a peace about it. Something almost rises up in you that you know you can't let the devil steal from you what once gave you joy. Right. And this is all I've done since I was 17, and I've always slept the best on the bus, better than at home. And there's something that almost rises up in you and thinks, you know what, I'm not going to let everything that I know and love be stolen from me because of one thing that happened. All the years we did travel, we were safe, and God kept his hand on us. This is not a sad ending. This is a victorious ending. This is a happy ending. We're here. So something kind of rises up in you, and you think, I'm going to face this, and God's going to give me strength.
Tara, how was it for you this morning?
I kind of had a breakdown at first, but it's like Kelly said, you know, you have to do it. I mean, you know, it's probably the worst fear. I've never been really a fearful person, but it was very fearful today for me. But you know, I know that, you know, God's hand is on us. And I know that, like she said, you know, the many years that we did travel, he never left us. And he never left us through the accident. You know, it just happened. And everything happens for a reason. And I know that God somehow is going to get the glory for it all. And, you know, just got to keep going. You can't let it hold you down. You just got to do it, even though you may get scared. But like Karen quoted that scripture, he said he would never leave us. Or forsake us, but he would be with us, and he would give us a sound mind, peace and a sound mind.
When the accident happened, this is probably what separates Tara from Mike and I. Mike can't remember the accident. He got, you know, he had brain injury, concussion, obviously all of the above. He doesn't remember the accident. That's a blessing.
Not kind fair. Of.
I was asleep, so I didn't see that. I saw the damage after the accident, but I wasn't up front and didn't experience it as it was happening. She was up front with all my children. She remembers exactly seeing what happened, and that's probably, Mike can't remember it. I didn't see it when it happened. So she has a vivid memory of exactly what it looked like and felt like when we wrecked. So that's a little bit of a harder battle, so, of the mind. So she's a trooper.
Any words of wisdom for traveling on interstates? Watch out for the truck stops and way stations, huh?
Absolutely.
Have God on your side.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pray over that bus before it rolls out.
And for Karen Peck and New River, your bus, I don't guess, was totaled near as bad as theirs. You guys didn't have a lot of injuries on your bus. Certainly weren't life-flighted or anything like that. But do you want to give an update on just post-accident, what's going on? Do you have a bus? Is your bus repaired? How are you getting around these days?
Right now we're leasing from the Roberts Brothers in Nashville, and our bus will be in the shop for a while. And You know, we're just praising God that we're here and that God is making a way for us to go. And I wanted to say this about the Bowlings. I mean, they probably can't see it, but they're speaking such faith. And in Hebrews 11, you know, without faith, it says that without faith it's impossible to please God. And I know that they've pleased God with their faith. And I really feel, and all of us feel, for one thing, we're ready for y'all to get out back out here. We miss you. But I cannot wait to sit back and see what God is going to do with their ministry. Because I think you're going to be bigger, stronger, more anointed than ever. And I cannot wait to see what He has in store for y'all.
I won't worry, for it's clear my answer is so near. I went back to the place where grace abides. He's been so faithful, oh so true, always there to see me through. And I know heaven's already been notified. I have touched His throne before. My prayers have knocked on heaven's door. My faith has never, never been, never been. To bear, so I've kept you in my prayers. I've been calling for your needs to be supplied, oh, to fix what troubles you. That's just what God loves to do, and that's why heaven's already been.
Karen Peck in New River and the Bowling family, and I don't know what to call it other than bus crash just turned around for God's glory, because that's what it's turned into being. And I think it's been a wake up call for the industry that, hey, you know, we need to count every moment. Even mundane traveling between dates is something special, you know, and hold on to those moments. But for the fans as well, that you know, you guys aren't just living glitz and glam and don't have your own stuff to go through. It really does hit, and sometimes it hits hard, and you got to pick back up and kind of practice what you preach type of thing. So good job on that. The music is great, and we've has been evident today on the show. So Karen Peck and New River online, you're at karenpeckandnewriver.com, and the Bowling Family is bowlingfamilyonline.com, and you can certainly keep up to date through news feeds and social media. They have linked up there, and prayers, can't say it enough, are certainly what all this is credited to, in the power of God. Which, hey, that's the root of gospel music. Bowling Family and Karen Peck and New River, thanks, guys, for taking time for us.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.